Hey, everybody. Guess who?
Hey, y'all.
It's Tuesday, and this is Teresa here with my husband, Scott, and this is Living It Up.
Why begin you?
That's right. Well, we don't have a lot of small talk to say this morning. I don't want to get to the point where people just are like, oh, here they go again.
Yeah.
We do want to say happy Tuesday, and we hope that you're enjoying your part of the world wherever you are. Acceptance brings change and helps put an end to struggling. Doesn't that sound encouraging? Mm. With desire and determination, a new life of freedom awaits those who accept life on life's terms. With acceptance, life can be good again. And we are inspired by this in Romans 5, which is verses 3 through 5. So just think about these promises. More than that, we rejoice in our suffering, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. And when we're suffering like that, you know, there's always a struggle. And once we can get that struggle under control because we've accepted things, we can look forward to all of this, like it just said. Once you accept, you're going to know that you're going to have endurance from the suffering. And from that endurance, you're going to have character now. And from that character, you're going to have hope. And hope that doesn't put us to shame, because we have the Holy Spirit. So when you know that the sufferings and the strugglings that you're having, what you're going through, it's easier to accept, knowing that on the end of it, you're going to have all this to look forward to. So I know for me, I had a hard time accepting that I had was about to go through a divorce and went through a divorce. It was hard for me to accept. And until I could accept that that was going on in my life, I could not stop struggling with what had happened, because I couldn't change it. But when I finally accepted that this really did happen to me, and I really was going to go through this, and I was going to be single, when I finally accepted that, I stopped struggling. And then I could go on with my life, and which brought change. And so, you know, that was a real eye-opener for me. In the whole serenity prayer, God, grant me this serenity to accept the things I can't change, courage to change what I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And if you're having trouble accepting your lot in life and you're struggling, let me just tell you, until you can accept where you are and what's going on, not only will the struggle continue, but there's not going to be any change and there won't be any growth. So with God's help and with God's power and through a lot of prayer, and when you can accept life on life's terms, you're going to be able to have some wiggle room. That struggling is not going to be such an issue with you anymore, and change can start to take place. Whatever your life is going to end up looking like, whatever it's going to end up being, which is going to be better. Like it is for me. It all came when I finally just said, this is the way it is. So be it. Why me? Why not me? So that's when I finally could accept it. And that's when things turned for me.
That's good. Mm-hmm. You know, acceptance of God's forgiveness is a big deal. You know, that's the big acceptance right there is that, you know what, when we admit our sin, or, you know, we admit that, you know, we're going down the wrong path, but then we learn to accept his forgiveness, then our hope and our faith, you know, it grows stronger. I mean, I know that's what happened with me. When I accepted just the fact that he does forgive me, and he's for me, not against me, it changed my life. It completely changed my life. And that's kind of like, you know, what you were talking about, Teresa. I mean, you know, you accepted it. This is the way it is.
Finally.
You know, it's the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way you're going to get out of there is with God's strength and his power and your persistence.
Yeah, it's a process. And as long as you continue to try to change something that you cannot change, you're not going to have any acceptance. Once you accept that this is the way it is, I'm tired of struggling to try to make it change. You know, I'm ready to go on. I'm ready to go on. That's when the turning point will come. And that's when you can also have peace.
That's right. And you don't have to walk around in shame anymore. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And kind of hide behind, you know, your slips and falls. I mean, you can accept it.
Life can be good again.
Yeah. It can. It can be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but God's love for us is reaffirmed every time we rely on it. Every time we rely on his love, then it's our acceptance of it is reaffirmed mm-hmm. every single time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God helps us hold our head high no matter what happens.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's when you get through the struggle.
Right. And it, like I said, it was a process. And people would say to me, you're going to come out stronger than this when you get to the other side. This is building your character. This is building your patience. Well, yeah, I heard all that. But until I really deep down in my heart accepted what was going on, I didn't see that as anything to look forward to. But once that acceptance set in, then I did. I had a lot to look forward to. And the struggle for me ended because I learned I cannot change this.
Yeah.
Period. I got to go on.
That's right. It happened.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
There's nothing worse than trying to change something you can't.
Or wishing it'd go away.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow I'm going to wake up and it's all a dream.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
And now it seems so long ago.
Yeah.
It seems so long ago. And it was an extremely stressful, painful time that you, when you're in it, you think, well, am I going to really survive this?
Yeah.
And those that are around you, you know, God plants in your life. If you just look up and pay attention, they're there to encourage you. And you look at them and think, man, I want what they have. In humility. And work with, ask them to work with you, to help you, to pray with you, to be there for you, to let you lean on them for a while, to be your crutches, to get you through it. All of a sudden one day you'll wake up and you've got someone in front of you and you're encouraging them in the same way.
That's right.
People will tell you that too. You're going to be able to help a lot of people one day. I don't even want to hear that right now. I'm just trying to get out of bed.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm.
You know, the scripture, you know, that people use a lot is Romans 8:1, where, you know, God's going to means everything for good. Well, you know, when you're going through that battle, and you're going through that struggle, sometimes it's very hard and difficult to even see that.
Yep.
And like you said, people are going to say, you know, you're going to be better mm-hmm. off.
They mean,
you know,
well.
Things are going to get better, you mm-hmm. know, and things will.
But the ones I listened to that said that to me were the ones that had walked in my shoes.
That's right.
There's, well, to me, nothing worse than someone trying to tell you something they know nothing about.
Right.
And there were a lot of those people.
Yeah.
But the ones that really resonated with me, their heart reached mine, was the ones who knew my pain.
That's the same with me. Same mm-hmm. exact way.
Mm-hmm. It's a lesson for all of us. Sometimes you just need to listen. You may not know what they're going through. Just listen and pray yeah. for them. And say, you know what? I can't help you, but boy, I know somebody who can.
That's right. You don't have to have the answers, but you can have an ear to listen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, God has the answers. And so prayer and is one thing that you can do, you know, for people who are struggling like this. And just praying that they do accept.
And I want to read the Serenity Prayer. There's another part to it that some people may not have heard. So just if you're in a place where you can close your eyes and listen, it'd be great. If not, just turn your radio down or whatever it's causing you distraction and just listen to this prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things that I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Living life one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardships as a pathway to peace, taking as Jesus did this sinful world as it is,
mm-hmm.
not as I would have it, trusting that you will make all things right if I surrender to your will, so that I may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with you forever in the next.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. That's a powerful prayer.
It is.
It says it all. So acceptance of what you can change, leave your attention there.
That's right.
Let go of what you can't and move forward. Okay?
Yeah.
Let the struggle stop.
That's right.
When you're trying to change the past because you regret what did or didn't happen, just let all that go. It's the past. Press on to what lies ahead. And
that's right.
Be grateful for the growth.
Mm.
There'll be growth.
There will be. And, you know, acceptance of Jesus and acceptance of his forgiveness, that's the first step right there. You know, you have to accept that he can get you through this struggle. Okay? You have to accept that he is the only way. And so if you've never done that before and you've never given your life to Christ, or maybe you have and you thought you accepted him years ago, and you just realized, like, man, I really didn't, and you walked away, come on back. He's ready. And maybe you've been in church for a long time, and you're just now realizing, man, I'm not accepting what's happening in my life, and I'm certainly not accepting Jesus. And how can I get through this struggle without him and accepting what's going on? So if you'd like to give your life to Christ, we pray that you do, and you accept him and his love and his forgiveness. Please pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you for this day, and thank you, Lord, for your acceptance of me as your child. Father, I just pray that you give me the strength to accept my struggle and to allow you to work through me, to give me peace. And Jesus, you tell me that because of the cross, that if I ask you for forgiveness, that you'll forgive me of my sins. But Lord, I know you died on the cross and you rose on the third day, and I am asking you, please forgive me of my sins. Lord, thank you for accepting me into your family. In Jesus' name, amen. Mm-hmm. Wow, that was a great topic.
Was.
Really great topic. Mm-hmm. And acceptance, man. Accepting, you know, what you're going through, and accepting Jesus, you know, to get you through it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, if you prayed that prayer, we'd love for you to email us at livingitup.org. And you know what? If you have any comments, we'd love to hear that as well. And today's Tuesday, so start praying and thinking about a church that you might want to attend this coming weekend. And ask them if they have a mentorship or discipleship program to help you through this awesome, wonderful life, you know, in this walk with Jesus.
Okay, well, remember that acceptance brings change and helps put an end to struggling. And with desire and determination, a new life of freedom awaits those who accept life on life's terms. And with acceptance, life can be good again. Okay, so until we talk to you tomorrow, keep living it up
while beginning again.